From the Golf Channel, we have Paige McKenzie. Welcome in, Paige. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So Solheim Cup this week over in Germany. Who's going to win?
No, we're going to build to that.
Don't, oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
Mark
sorry.
Is always quick to bury the lead.
No, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at Paige, and I've gone through a bunch of stats, and I've seen that the European team has won 4 of 5 on home soil. Is that trend something that we have to be concerned about?
Absolutely. I think the Americans definitely have a tall order in front of them. Europeans, all but I think 2 players have a winning record. There's not a single rookie on the European side, so there's a lot of great memories. A lot of confidence to build off of. So it's the emotional support of the European crowd is going to be in their advantage, as well as their own support for each other and their great memories.
Well, when you look at the teams head-to-head and, you try to imagine, all right, so these players may be playing against these players, and, you've got Inkster talking about the pod system and all that kind of stuff. I mean, obviously there's tremendous pressure on the captain's choices, and I think, can we even take a guess what we're going to see from Paula Creamer? I mean, I love her on this team, but I don't know what to expect.
No, and I think I can definitely defend the pick. She does so much for the locker room. Even if you look at, there's a group of 5 or 6 on that team where they all were in each other's weddings. They're all best friends. I think it would have been an odd choice to pick somebody else to walk into that situation with her being absent. So I can definitely defend the choice, but as far as her golf game goes, I don't know what to expect. She's definitely one that rises to the occasion on a regular basis if it's a major championship or it's a big Solheim Cup event. Her match play record is, I believe, the best on the United States team in the Solheim Cup. So she has a lot of good memories from Solheim Cup. The other person I'm a little bit concerned about as far as a captain's pick wild card is Caroline Hedwall. Mm. This is a player, she's missed 5 out of her last 7 cuts worldwide coming into this event. Her best finish tied for 28th in the last several months. And this is a player that they picked to put points on the board.
Right.
She was nowhere near qualifying on her own. This was a pick so far down the list that it literally is only a pick based on her Solheim Cup record. So she has to go out there and put points on the board, or I'm afraid they're going to bench her.
Well, I mean,
so two very interesting scenarios coming into Solheim Cup.
And you and I agree with Creamer. I think what she brings to the chemistry of the team and the dynamic, and she's one of those. She's not afraid to be vigorously American and wear that pride on her sleeve and all that kind of stuff. But she hasn't been playing well enough to have made it. She has a great record. Can an event like this bring her out of the slump? And I guess I could ask the same question about Michelle Wee. Can something like this buoy the rest of their season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Paula Creamer, it's definitely she's going to ride the emotional high of being in the Solheim Cup. When you get in a pressure-packed situation, and I think most athletes can relate to this, there is a sense of autopilot. When you get into a position where it's so foreign, and I'm not talking about like a normal first tee, I'm talking about the most extreme situation possible, and that is Solheim Cup. There can be an automatic pilot light that just goes on, and she's fine. So it remains to be seen whether that will happen. I am not nearly as concerned about Michelle Wee. She actually had 17 birdies and 2 eagles last week at Evian.
Yep.
She had a couple. She had 3 double bogeys. So she certainly, it wasn't like she won the tournament, but Lydia Ko was the only one with more subpar holes than Michelle Wee. So if Michelle Wee keeps up on that form, it's ideal for match play. And she's one of the other players that can rally the rest of the team, too. She's got that personality that's contagious. So I think if you get her working on all cylinders, it's going to buoy the rest of the team.
Again, Golf Channel's Paige McKenzie is joining us. And I'm sitting here. I'm a stats person, and I went through these stats earlier. I mean, the ladies on the USA squad have 57 top 10s on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour this year. The Europeans only have 26. Ironically enough, only 3 of the U.S. participants have won a tournament, and 2 Europeans have. You've got two Europeans who only really play on the ladies' European tour, not necessarily on the LPGA tour. all these numbers lead me to believe that this should be, on paper, it looks like a blowout for the U.S. squad. I mean, there are eight players ranked higher or lower, depending on how you look at it, in the Rolex rankings than Paula Creamer. On paper, they should have no chance, but yet again, they've won the last two. Why does this keep happening?
I actually wasn't nearly surprised in 2013 that Europe won. The only, added factor was the fact that it was on American soil. But there was a fieriness about the European team with, I think they had a couple Spaniards and then Caroline. I knew Caroline Headwell from, college and LPGA days. Like, I knew the intensity that some of those players were bringing to the table and bringing out in match play specifically. So 2013 was not a huge surprise for me, even though Americans were favored on paper. I have to believe that Americans are favored this year, though, because of some of the change-ups in the lineup. The fact that Caroline Hevel is not playing great coming into this. We lose Beatrice Ricari, who was a good match play player going into the Solheim Cup in 2013. So there's a few changes in the lineup that I think calm down the fieriness of the European team this time around.
Well, we talk about chemistry a lot and why the U.S. men's team in the Ryder Cup has had problems, and it seems like they take 15 different cabs to the event and nobody talks to each other. They don't really like each other. And the two guys that like each other actually don't play well together. So, but on this team, when we talk about the chemistry, and you start to see, and I love the Solheim Cup. I can't wait for it to be back on U.S. soil. It's on my bucket list. I got to get there.
When it's in Sioux Falls, it is going to be incredible.
It's going to be awesome.
Or not, in Iowa, is that right?
Yes.
It's not Sioux Falls.
It's
Iowa.
In Iowa. So, all right, so we're going to start. We've started to see on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, the sort of team-building stuff. Now, that was that great Swedish pop group did the video, the psych-up video for the European team. But, when you start talking about the ladies are going out and they're getting their nails done in the American flag, and they're doing all the stuff that they do together off the course, how big a role does that play? I mean, how important is that kind of camaraderie in an event like this?
It's extremely important to have a cohesive group. When you look across the fairway and when you're playing foursomes or four ball, and you've got somebody that you know exactly their intention, you know their mindset, you know how to talk to them if they get down or how to bring somebody up, all of that is so meaningful. And the fact that they've had these experiences throughout, this is not a new team. The vast majority of these players have played on 2, 3, 4 Solheim Cups with each other. So they know the ins and outs. So if a player does get down, they know how to pick them back up. And they also know how to partner because they've partnered on the same teams together. So there's certain players that say, you know what, I partner better when I play with Morgan Pressel, or I prefer to play with Brittany Lincecum. I don't think there's a lot of guesswork in putting partnerships together on this team.
All right, so it seems like from Julie Engster, the captain, that we're going to get more of a let's not talk the talk, let's walk the walk on the golf course scenario than we got in 2013.
Yeah.
2013, it was almost like it was a lot of flair but not a lot of good play. Do you think that's good for this particular squad? And if you had to guess what format, the foursomes or the four ball or the singles matches, is going to be the key to whichever team takes home the cup?
The captaincy is so different this year with Julie Engster, Pat Hurst, and Wendy Ward. They're all pretty no-nonsense women, so I think they lead in that way. So I think it makes a cohesive leadership of this team to kind of have that philosophy. I also think it's going to do very good things for Stacey Lewis and Angela Stanford. I don't think either one of those players were very comfortable in the rah-rah ribbons and bows and face tattoos. There are certain players that just don't thrive in that kind of environment. So I think for those two players in particular, who Angela Stanford's had a pretty terrible Solheim Cup record for as good of a player as she is, and Stacey Lewis, who should be the leader of this team, they're going to probably feel a little bit more comfortable in that type of setting.
Yeah, and it's not an indication that they're not good teammates. They're just not rah-rah cheerleader types who are going to rally around the external. They're going to rally around the, you know, the, how it feels to be a member of this team and represent your country.
Right. So
exactly. I mean, Stacey Lewis is all business, and I think Randall Mal actually just reported. I read one of his tweets coming through, and he had quoted Stacey as saying something like, "This is a business trip." To me, that is the ideal situation and setting for Stacey Lewis's mindset. I mean, that's how she approaches the game of golf. And we need Stacey Lewis to play well if the United States wants to win, because she's the birdie leader. I mean, she leads the LPGA Tour in birdies. She should be the player posting the most points for the United States team.
Yeah, so again, which format is going to be the key to victory for whichever side takes over?
Singles.
Singles?
I know it sounds silly, but for unlike the – they just haven't played well in singles matches recently. So I don't know. Hopefully they can keep it close throughout. I mean, in previous years, they've kind of – I mean, they got clobbered in Colorado 2 years ago. So it's hanging tight through the first couple days and going golfing their ball when it comes to Sunday.
All right, well, can we pin you down? Is it the big, hairy American winning machine or those other guys?
I think Americans can get it done this time.
Yeah.
It would be a big upset in Europe, but as well as Lexi Thompson played last week, Michelle Wee, Morgan Pressel, there's a lot of people coming into this event with guns blazing.
Awesome. Well, Paige, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to more of you on Golf Channel.
Yeah, no problem. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.